Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
Inspiring efforts to improve mental health across countries and across ages. Mental ill health in megacities was the theme for a presidential plenary at the 18th World Congress of Psychiatry. The audience heard about the near overwhelming scale of the problem, but also of valiant attempts to tackle it. An engaging presentation was also given on the mental health benefits brought by the wisdom of ageing. Already, more than half of the world's population lives in cities. This proportion can only grow. This presents both challenges and opportunities, said Maitreya Sinha, CEO at Cities Rise, an NGO in which the WPA is a foundation partner. Among the many challenges inherent in rapid urbanisation is the development of mental health conditions, a challenge likely to be exacerbated by the social disconnectedness caused by rural-urban migration. But the opportunity lies in harnessing the enthusiasm and ingenuity of people to develop imaginative solutions, which include bringing together formal and informal sectors. The United Nations has added mental health to its sustainable goals, and this too is positive, since it encourages practical, coordinated, and urgent effort. In the urban context, Cities Rise has developed a model for action, and the first five cities, Nairobi in Kenya, Chennai in India, Bogota in Colombia, and Sacramento and Seattle in the USA, have been chosen to pilot the model. One of the distressing features, Dr. Sinha emphasised, is the rising tide of suicide in the world's largest cities. And India is particularly badly affected, with a 40% rise in suicides between 1990 and 2016. Of the 53 megacities in the country, the highest number of suicides is in Chennai. Central to addressing such mental health problems is that each city should design and run its own innovative interventions, underpinned by the provision of support for data collection, analysis, and communication. Local innovators are then given the financial resources to scale up and disseminate innovations that have proved successful. While much of Maitreya Sinha's focus was on young people in cities, Dilip Jesty of the Stein Institute for Research on Aging at the University of California, San Diego, concentrated on the need to develop age-friendly communities and on a society that takes advantage of the wisdom that accumulates through advancing years. The Successful Aging Evaluation, or SAGE, study involves more than 1,000 people aged 50 to 99 years living in the community of San Diego County. A somewhat surprising finding was that despite worsening physical and cognitive functioning, people had greater mental health well-being as they aged. There was, in Professor Jesty's terms, wellness within illness. The factors that underlie this paradox are resilience, which facilitates self-care and adherence with exercise, optimism, and social engagement. Dilip Jesty also emphasised the benefits of accumulated wisdom. Age, he argues, brings with it self-reflection, better control of emotions, greater empathy, and an openness to the spiritual. And wiser people are less often lonely, which means they are less prone to the erosion of mental and physical health which loneliness brings. Jesty's confidence in the importance of wisdom is reinforced by collaborative work with the University of La Sapienza in Rome on the characteristics of people aged 90 and over living in Cilento in Italy. Among the factors that set the old apart from others are positivity, hard work, spirituality, the strength of family bonds, love of the land, and adaptability. It is a balance between acceptance of change and having the determination to overcome adversity. In essence, he says, wisdom. And it is not too far-fetched to suggest that a country's national wisdom index might be a more important indicator of well-being than its gross domestic product, or even, as has also been proposed, a happiness index.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.